This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Sports Edge with Rick Wolf on your flagship station for New York sports. The Fan, Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN, New York.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Rick Wolf's Sports Edge. I'm your host, Rick Wolf. And just a quick reminder that, yes, the correct time is 8:04, daylight savings. As we know, of course, we had to move the clocks ahead last night. And, yes, it's 8:04 this morning. Okay. We have spent a lot of time this past year, and understandably so, talking about high school sports in our area and when we would get the green light to bring back sports in the public school systems. And last week, Mayor de Blasio here in New York City, well, he gave us great news to bringing back New York City high school sports. Again, that's just terrific. But in all the hoopla and celebration and excitement to move ahead, the sad truth is, well, somebody was left home from the dance. That being the Catholic High School Athletic Association in the New York City boroughs. In short, the kids who play competitive sports in the Catholic League in New York, well, they're still on the sidelines. How could that be? How could Mayor de Blasio and his staff and the New York Department of Health, how is it possible they could overlook Catholic high school sports here in our area? I mean, from all reports, the CHAAA, that's the Catholic High School Athletic Association, has been doing its part to follow all the safety protocols. Their schools have been open in hybrid fashion since September. They postponed all the high-risk sports, and they only allowed low-risk sports to continue on. So now with the PSAL coming back on, I believe, March 22nd, why hasn't New York City also given the green light, the thumbs up to the Catholic high schools as well? Did the CHAAA not follow the rules? Did they do something wrong? Well, this morning, we're going to find out what is going on with all this oversight. And as you might imagine, if your youngster goes to a Catholic high school in the boroughs and your kid plays sports, you and your youngster have to be going nuts at this point as you see all of your friends in public schools getting back to playing, but you and your program can't. In any event, I wanted to get a top authority about all this, so I called up Kevin Pigott. Kevin is the president of the Boys CHAA of the Archdiocese of New York and vice president of the New York State Catholic High School Athletic Association. And Kevin's been on the show before, and he knows exactly what's going on with New York City and New York State and the Department of Health. And Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
And before I forget, friends, we're going to take your calls about this issue because it may affect you as well, or maybe you have just an opinion about all this. And, of course, our number is 1-877-337-6666. Friends, Kevin, that's what am I missing here? Let's start at the beginning and sort of work forward.
Back in the end of January, Governor Cuomo gave his approval for schools to start in New York State to start participating in high-risk sports. He gave the starting date as February 1st, contingent upon the approval of the local county departments of health. They would provide their own specific guidelines, which are not too different from what the state was providing, with a couple of twists to it. And unfortunately for the Catholic schools in New York City, the New York City DOH has not provided any guidelines, has not provided any communication to us. We've been in a limbo, just waiting to find out from the mayor, from the commissioner of the Department of Health, Dr. David Chokshi, what's going on. And we've gotten no responses from them. There's been numerous communications to the mayor's office as well as to Dr. Chotsky's office. And so we've been in a limbo until this week when it was announced that the PSAL would resume all their sports. Now, we've been doing our lower-risk sports since the fall. Mm-hmm. We've been doing them safely. We really haven't had any incidents with it. So we were anticipating a start date, if not February 1st, at least somewhere early in February. And we literally have just been waiting and waiting. And even on this day, we have not been, no one's communicated to us. No guidelines have been set forth by the DOH, nor has any time there's been a press conference. It's been focused on the PSAL, and we've just been left out.
I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking, this can't be right. I mean, how in the world? And, of course, I understand that for months and months and months with the PSAL, they were too were in the dark, waiting and waiting and hoping to finally get some attention from all the various people in charge. And they finally got it the other day. But you're telling me that there's been nothing, no communication, no outreach, no liaison with the Catholic high schools as to what's happening in terms of their sports programs?
No. I mean, myself and my counterparts in Brooklyn, Queens, the presidents over there, Denise Hillig and Ray Nash, as well as their executive director, Don Voltas, and my counterpart in the Archdiocese, Nick Sinise, yeah, have been trying to get some information, and no response whatsoever. Now, we've had politicians in the area who've been excellent for us. You know, Charles Fall, Assemblyman from Staten Island, has been a godsend, you know, helping us with this, as well as Mike Riley and Mike Cusick and Senator Alessandra Biaggi. And, you know, even one council member, Mark Levine, met with my Brooklyn presidents. But from the mayor's office, from the DOH, nothing.
I find this just baffling, and I can just imagine you being very calm about this, Kevin. But I mean, it's just bizarre. I mean, when all these people are reaching out on behalf of the Catholic high schools and trying to get some answers, you're saying that there's nobody responds to an email, nobody's returning a phone call. There's just nothing. I mean, how did you guys do anything that was, I don't know, put you in the doghouse or did something to incur some anger or rancor from the Department of Health or from New York City?
No, nothing that I can imagine. In point of fact, since September, our schools, just talking about the schools in general, Catholic schools in New York City as well as in New York State, yeah, have followed all the guidelines and mandates that have been provided for us by the state government as well as the city government. So we've been doing everything they asked us to do. And, you know, common sense would dictate that we would do everything that they asked us to do in regards to sports. And quite frankly, with the state guidelines, we've followed everything to a T. And yet we're getting no response to our inquiries.
Okay, and just to clarify, because again, there's been so much confusion, so much chaos, so much you know, poorly communicated information about all the various sports leagues at the amateur high school level. I know in New Jersey, for example, the parochial schools they're competing back with sports again. Correct?
Yes.
And how about the schools in New York State that are further north than New York City? I mean, the for example, an Iona Prep or Stepanak or JFK in Somers, they're all playing sports, correct?
Yes. I mean, that's the great anomaly is that the Archdiocese consists of Westchester. So while Westchester schools, which were following the guidelines of the DOH of Westchester, yeah, are able to go, and yet, you know, their brother and sister schools in Bronx, Manhattan, Staten Island, and Brooklyn and Queens, we're just waiting around trying to find a date to start our high-risk sports.
And the schools in Nassau and Suffolk, the parochial schools, they're playing sports too, correct?
Yes, they are. You know, the Nassau and the Suffolk County DOHs have provided the guidelines and gave them permission to go.
So, for example, I've been reading, of course, that go back to Westchester, like Stepanak and Iona Prep, two of the powerhouses when it comes to boys basketball. They haven't been able to play their, as you say, their brethren in the city. So they've embarked upon a 7-game series between Stepanak and Iona Prep just because they wanted to play. But it's just, I mean, you talk about the schools in the city. I mean, there are a number of parochial schools. They're just sitting on the sidelines waiting, going nuts, saying, what is going on? Kevin, I can only imagine what kind of response or pushback you're getting from the parents, the kids. I mean, it just be the athletic directors. It must be just maddening.
ADs and the kids have been great. I mean, you know, they've been frustrated, but they understand. Parents, for the most part, have been great, but understandably so. Some are very frustrated. You know, it's their children. And
yes,
they're
yes.
just waiting for them. And, you know, the kids, especially the kids in senior year, you know, this is their last go around. And it's just an extremely, extremely difficult situation for them just to be sitting there. They've been patient all year. And now we're just not getting answers.
I'm just stunned. And I don't understand. Is it the clock has been ticking? The other thing is that I want to, and we'll get to calls shortly, is that the way you guys have proposed your calendar, you know, for this spring, unlike the PSAL, which has said that they're going to continue to play sports right through the spring and into the summer, late summer, you guys said, no, we're going to have basically two seasons. We're going to have a very short winter sports season, and then we're going to have a very short spring season. But you're going to wrap up by, what, the middle of June? Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, the idea behind it is, you know, kids are going away for the summer. Kids are working for the summer. If kids are graduating, they might be going to school early, either to start summer school or to be involved in programs. It's so it would just be incredibly difficult to try to run and sustain any athletic program past the halfway mark in June.
In fact, give me a quick idea of what you want to do in terms of if you get the green light tomorrow, if all of a sudden Mayor de Blasio and his office or the Department of Health, you know, hears this show and says, oh, my gosh, we're nobody's gotten back to the Catholic high schools and their sports programs. What would you guys do starting, you know, tomorrow? Would you just say, OK, we're going back with our high risk sports. We're going to go basketball. We're going to have wrestling. We're going to have football. And how would you guys what's the idea? How would you structure the next 2 months of sports or 3 months?
If the mayor gives us the green light to go,
yeah,
we would try to get all our fall, two, and winter sports done by May 8th. So we have moved some sports to the spring. For example, we already agreed to move wrestling to the spring. Section 1 has been successful running wrestling, where they actually did some outdoor matches. And our wrestling chair people have put together a program where most of the matches would be run outdoors. The weather would be nice. They could just put the mats on a football field or on the side of a track, and that would work. But we would try to get everything done by May 8th, somewhere around there, and then we would start our spring sports somewhere around April 17th. So there would be a little bit of an overlap. Again, that's all subject to review and change, which has been the motto this year for the CHSAA as we keep going on. And, you know, we don't get anything set for us in concrete.
And you would wrap up, you started, you say, in early May with the spring sports, and you'd be finished by what day in June?
June 12th is our target date.
But this is all wonderful. These are great plans for these very obviously abbreviated seasons. But you need to have the green light to move ahead. It's just strange. What happens tomorrow? Are you going to go back and once again make another round of calls and emails?
Our superintendents from Diocese of Brooklyn, you know, Dr. Tom Chatsutko and Mr. Michael Deegan from the Archdiocese put a letter together, which should be getting into the mayor's, I'm sorry, should be getting into Dr. Chotsky's hands Monday afternoon or Tuesday morning, essentially saying that, you know, the CHSA and the Catholic schools are just looking for some answers, that we've been operating safely since September, and we followed all your guidelines, and yet we've had no communication and no guidelines have been provided. But interestingly so, the PSAL has announced they're going to go. So we can't imagine the guidelines being any different than the state.
Yeah.
And we're going to work off that and see if we can get an answer. If not, then we're just going to have to just keep working at it and find some alternative courses of action.
Kevin, do you know of any other high school athletic association that's having the same problem?
No. I mean, I've asked a bunch of my friends from across the country, and no one has come back to me and said that, you know, as a group, they have been not denied, but in our case, it's not a denial. It's just a lack of information. You know, some states have dropped some of their programs, but at least in that case, even though it was bad news, they had news and they could plan.
Jeez.
You know, we're in this state where we're just not sure what's happening.
We're talking with Kevin Piggott. He is the president of the Boys CHSAAA of the Archdiocese of New York and vice president of the New York State CHAAA, that's the Catholic High School Athletic Association, talking about the fact that the good news is out of the PSAL, public schools in New York City said, yes, you can go back and start having competitive sports in high school. But for some reason, nobody has said to the Catholic League, yeah, you can do the same thing. And so he's just waiting along with his colleagues as to why, what's going on, how come there's no green light here. We're going to take some calls about this because perhaps people have thoughts to share, opinions, maybe some insights as to what's going on with this because it's just really strange and really baffling.
You're listening to Rick Wolf and the Sports Edge on The Fan, Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN, New York.
And back here on the Sports Edge, and I guess the correct time is 8:24, daylight savings time. We're talking this morning about the rush to return to welcome back high school sports in New York City. And again, the good news is that Mayor de Blasio and his office announced just last week that public high schools in New York City we'll be starting high school sports in a couple of weeks. In fact, from the New York Times, and I'm going to quote this, wrote the other day that New York Public Schools will restart high school sports for all students starting next month, including those who have decided to learn remotely. The sports season will run through the summer this year rather than ending with the school year, and students will be required to wear masks at all time. That's the New York Times. But curiously, there's no mention of the Catholic high school sports programs, and on this morning's show, we're asking what's going on, why not? And my guest is Kevin Piggott. He is the president of the Boys Catholic High School Athletic Association of the Archdiocese of New York, and we're trying to figure out what the holdup is when it comes to moving forward with their sports programs. And we're taking your calls, Kevin. As promised, people want to have opinions and thoughts at 1-877-337-6666. Let's start with our friend Jack Smithlin, Hall of Fame coach over in New Jersey. Jack, good morning. You're on the Fan.
How are you, Rick? And how good. Are you, Kevin?
I'm very good.
Couple questions. First of all, I coached in New Jersey for over 40 years. I'm now coaching at the college level. But, you know, in New Jersey, the NJSIAA runs both the Catholic program and the public school program. And they all have to play by the same rules. I'm not saying that the Catholic schools don't recruit because, you know, they do. But the point is that everything is guided by that NJSIAA. It seems like in New York that there's two separate programs. There's the Catholic High School Athletic Association, and then there's your PS, your public school high school program.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't know if the Catholic schools have different rules or regulations. And, you know, I don't know when that separation happened, how long ago. It sounds like it's a program from a long time ago. In my opinion, maybe there's some hostility there that you guys do, you know, run your own programs and have your own rules. But I have a question. Did the mayor ever tell you you can't play? Did they ever say, no, you may not start? And if they did, there's something wrong. But if they didn't, then start. Just start up. Don't wait for them to say, go ahead. You know, I mean, if you guys are running your own programs, and I don't know if you play the public schools in league play. In New Jersey, they do. The Catholic schools, you know, we have an A and B program, a larger Catholic and a smaller, just like we have, you know, the group 4, 3, 2, and 1s. And they try to compete against each other. But, you know, during our you know, league play, the Catholic schools play the public schools. Now, I don't know if that's true in New York, but there seems, you know, if they're not getting back to you, there seems to be some hostility for something. And if there's not, and they haven't come out and said, listen, you're not starting, you may not start, then just start. Who the hell are they to tell you that you can't do it when everybody else is doing it?
Well, Kevin?
I don't get it.
Look, it's a little complicated, and I'm going to try to take a minute to explain it. New York State is unique in that we have four associations in the state, and that's we might be the only state or one of two states like that, and they're comprised of the federation. So the New York Public High School Athletic Association, NYSAS, the New York Independent Schools, the CHSAA schools, as well as the PSAL, all comprise that association, the federation. We answer to the New York State Department of Health, as well as the New York State Department of Education. And all our rules come from that. So there are some subtle differences between the associations, but the core group of rules that we follow are all essentially the same in terms of how old kids can be, how many years of eligibility they have, medical considerations, academic considerations. The PSAL, to the best of my knowledge, the PSAL and the CHSAA have a pretty good relationship. For the most part, we get along. Since I've been doing this, I really haven't seen major conflicts. Any issue that has come up, we resolved. So I don't think it's a matter of hostility between the Catholic League as well as the public school league within the city. Secondly, because we do answer to the state, it's just not a simple issue of that we can turn around and say, well, you haven't given us any guidelines. We can start right away because we still answer to those state guidelines. We still answer to what the Department of Health of the state says. So we're in a tough situation because you would think, as you said, that, you know, just go until they tell you you can't. But we have the state telling us you can't go until the DOH gives you those particular guidelines. So we're really trying to follow the rules here.
Yeah, Jack, thank you for that. I mean, I appreciate your thoughts and comments. Kevin, is it possible that that tomorrow you'll just get somebody from the Department of Health or we'll just say, oh yeah, of course, you guys can start. You're the same as the PSAL. We should have told you that last week. I mean, is that possible?
You know, it is. It would be great. I guess it would go to the power of prayer, but I don't know if it will. The evidence suggests it's not going to happen, but you don't know. If it is a simple oversight, and theoretically it could be, it would be great if, you know, the mayor's office just says, okay, DOH is going to send you the guidelines. As long as you can follow them, you're eligible to start when you want to start with your high-risk sports. And that would be the best solution in the world.
And again, but just to come back to Jack Smithland's point, like, well, what would happen if you guys just said, you know what, we're comparable to the PSAL, and they got the thumbs up, so we just will go ahead too. And then if there's a problem, then they'll come back, the Department of Health will come back and say, no, you guys, you can't start yet. We didn't tell you you can go. What would happen there? Would that really cause just ruffle a lot of feathers? At least it would get their attention, right?
Yeah, I suspect if the DOH provides guidelines to the PSAL, then we're eligible to follow those guidelines as well as any high-risk sport in the city. So that those guidelines would not be particular to the PSAL. They would be particular. They would be for the general population. One of our major issues is the timeline that the PSAL is setting doesn't fit into our particular timeline. Like we were just talking about that June 12th end date.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's going to make it incredibly difficult for us.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, just the administrative concerns aside, you guys have a different schedule as opposed to the PSAL, which is going to play sports right through the spring and into the deep into the summer. You guys won't be wrapped up by the middle of June. But again, you're waiting and waiting and saying, come on, we're waiting like everybody else. We've done everything that the Department of Health has asked of us. We've played by the rules. We've done all the safety protocols and so on and so forth. Why are we being left out? Let's hear from Dr. Rob Fried, because I know Rob's dad used to be very much involved with the PSAL. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. And always great to hear your show and Jack prior to me. You know, I want to tell you something, Kevin. My dad was the commissioner of the Public School Athletic League in the football division through the 70s and the 80s. And he actually started the they had an all-star game way back in the 80s where the Catholic schools played the PSAL champion. The two champions actually met. And you guys always seem to have an upper hand. You were always much stronger than the PSAL maybe because you just kind of got kids, recruited them. But my thoughts are this. Number one, I kind of agree with Jack in one respect, but the Public School Athletic League is a little different. They're public, even though it's not, you know, it's not run by the Board of Ed per se. It's a separate division, but yet it is still the public school system. You guys are private. You're a little different. You have your kind of your own rules. Doesn't make it right or wrong. I think what's going on here is, from my thought process, it just seems like an oversight. Why don't you just contact the PSAL, say, listen, guys, I know you have a different schedule. We want to get going as well. What do you think? Just kind of communicate with them, see how they got their green light. And this is, Rick, this is why we need a commissioner, because I don't know if it's a New York – look, Kevin, I want to ask you a question. Is this a New York City Catholic situation, or is it all through the state, like Westchester and Long Island? Because Long Island, are they allowed to participate? Because I know we got Nassau County, Suffolk County, they're going from one season into the next. You know, they're playing football, the kids are playing basketball, and they're just continually going to go through till the end of June. Is this a New York City situation, or are you having the problem even in Westchester and through the state?
Except for New York City, all Catholic schools are participating in all sports throughout the state. So Nassau and Suffolk schools are going, and Westchester schools are going. And
it sounds like it's a real just an oversight, because I think you got to just get in touch with the mayor, and then take it up up to Albany. This sounds something like it's just a mistake, and I know you got to go through the proper channels. Rick, that you're bringing this to the public and everybody's listening.
Yep.
It's going to happen really, really quick.
Well, we hope so, because obviously it does sound, and Rob, thank you for your thoughts this morning. It does sound like it's an oversight. It sounds like it's caught somewhere in the bureaucratic mess that we've encountered due to the pandemic. But somebody somewhere, we hope, is going to hear the show, hear Kevin's thoughts about this, and say, look, what's going on? Why are we being singled out? We've done everything. They don't obviously want to just move ahead and start their sports programs without getting the official blessing from the Department of Health. That would probably be a mistake. But come on, somebody's got to take responsibility. Somebody's got to be accountable for this. Make a decision, whether it's Mayor de Blasio, somebody in his office, the Department of Health. Come on, this is not fair. This is not equitable. It's not. I mean, these poor kids who play sports for the various Catholic high schools in the city, they've been waiting so patiently, like everybody else, to get, let's go, let's get back to work here. It's just mind-boggling to me that somebody hasn't said to somebody somewhere, Kevin, what is going on here? Why haven't we just moved ahead? And it isn't like you guys haven't been trying to reach these people. I mean, it isn't like you've been just sitting here being quiet about this. You've done all the work and try to get the word and ask for a response, and yet it's just not happening, correct?
Yeah, you know, Rick, it's interesting because it's a really complex problem, and it has the most simple solution, which is just, you know, say, okay, Catholic High School League, just make sure you follow the DOH standards, and when you're ready to go, go. And that would be the best solution for us right now. And you're right, it could simply be a situation of oversight. It could be a testimony to, you know, some of the inadequacies of bureaucracy. It would go to your point that you talk about a lot on this show about having a commissioner, be it a national or a regional one, who would be able to communicate through the different bureaucracies and get answers and solutions.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. This is a prime example where if there were some sort of, for lack of a better term, a commissioner of youth and amateur sports, somebody could just walk in and say, oh, yeah, that's just a simple oversight. Of course, you guys are allowed to move ahead with your sports programs. We understand your calendar is going to be different from the public schools, but come on, you guys have been doing all the safety protocols. Let's just move ahead, do it. That's where an immediate phone call or a simple email would help tremendously, but it hasn't happened because such a commissioner, such a panel does not exist. Again, we understand it's been just been total havoc when it comes to the pandemic over the last year, but now we're getting back to hopefully a sense of normalcy, and obviously high school sports is important for our kids, not only their physical skills and well-being, but obviously, of course, their mental well-being also. It just seems like a total oversight, and hopefully this show will get people to respond in the right offices in New York City. Let me take a time out here. We're talking with Kevin Pickett of the Catholic High School Athletic Association and talking about why is it that the high school programs for the Catholic League in New York City, they're not allowed to start yet. It's just really just bizarre.
You're listening to Rick Wolf and the Sports Edge on The Fan, Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN, New York.
Hey, Ed Coleman and Sweeney Murdy come along at 9 o'clock this morning as we get closer and closer to opening day. You know, spring training, well, it always seems like such a sunny and idyllic time of the year, and it is. But I can personally assure you that for the players themselves, especially the unproven players, it's a very anxious time as they're working their tails off to make a team, whether it's the big league club or AAA or AA and so forth. Trust me, it's a most competitive and challenging time of the year for the guys who are trying to move ahead in professional baseball. As always, I ask you to follow me on Twitter at AskCoachWolf and, of course, my website, AskCoachWolf.com. I also want to mention that I hope to do a show in the coming weeks exclusively devoted to sports psychology and how young athletes can learn how to improve their mental approach to the games they play. I'm happy to report that my most recent book, Secrets of Sports Psychology Revealed, continues to enjoy lots of positive reviews. And if your son or daughter wants to know about the psychology of sports, well, I'd suggest you go to Amazon and buy them a copy of Secrets of Sports Psychology Revealed. Okay, back to our topic this morning, our guest Kevin Pickett of the Catholic High School Athletic Association. And we're talking about, obviously, why it is that the Catholic high schools in New York City and the boroughs haven't been given the right to move ahead like the PSAL and the rest of the high schools throughout the state of New York. It's a very baffling, frustrating, vexing situation. We're taking your calls at 877-337-6666. Let's continue with, let's go to Ed Ward over in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Ed, good morning. You're next up on The Fan.
Good morning, Rick. How you doing? Baseball weather around the corner.
Let's hope so, Ed. I'm we're all tired of the cold and the snow. Let's hope baseball is here in with nice 60-degree, 70-degree weather.
Join
so.
The club.
Yes.
My point on this Catholic rule thing, and then I have something else I want to say after that. I really feel it's political. How do you oversight the Catholic School League, which has been legendary in New York City and also throughout the state of New York, especially
right.
in the spring and all that?
Yes.
I really believe it's political and that maybe de Blasio has something against the church, and I'm dead serious on that. You don't oversight that when you're letting public schools do it. Second thing I want to bring up, Rick, and then it had to do with last week, and I unfortunately I was on hold.
Yep.
I feel that there should be a commissioner, okay, but the commissioner's sole job should be to regulate pricing of tournaments, and any new coaches that want to coach travel baseball, make them do some testing and all that stuff. All the coaches that are in right now, could be grandfathered in. And I'm getting disappointed with some of our callers saying that travel baseball is the wild, wild west.
Mm-hmm.
I totally disagree with Rick, excuse me. There's a lot of great organizations out there that do the right things for the kids getting them in the right tournaments, getting them to hopefully college scholarships and all
Ed,
that.
Let me stop you there, Ed, because I hear you, and I want to stay on focus on this topic today with the Catholic high school leagues, but I'm the one, of course, who has said for years about the Wild Wild West with travel leagues, so you can put that on me. However, and I've always prefaced this by saying there are a lot of wonderful travel programs and clubs teams, but unfortunately there are a few that aren't, and that's the problem. Ed, trust me, we're going to come back to this whole issue about the Commissioner of Youth and Amateur Sports. We'll come back to that topic in a week or so, but for right now I want to just respond to your situation, and thanks as always for chiming in. Kevin, let me ask you, basically very bluntly, is you think there's a political issue in all this? Is there some concern that we're not getting?
We've had people talk to us about that and say, you know, is it discriminatory? Is it political? Personally, I would like to believe it's not. We've always had a good relationship with the city of New York, which obviously comes from the mayor's office. We're dependent on a lot of you know, parks and use of fields and things like that. We've never had issues with it.
Yep.
So I can understand where, you know, Ed calls up and he says it looks like it's political from the outside. It looks like it's discriminatory. We would like to think it's not. We would like to think that it's an oversight, but it could be viewed that way. And if it is an oversight, there's a simple solution to it, which is just remedy it and let us play.
Yeah.
I can understand, though, you know, someone looking at it and saying that, you know, it's got to be political. What else can it be? And I'm not sure, but I think that it isn't. But I would also, I also think that because of that, it's a solution that's right there in front of us.
Yeah, we're all looking for possible explanations, and of course, it's a real head scratcher as to what's going on. Of course, we just hope and pray that it's just a bureaucratic oversight, as simple as that. And somebody says, "Yes, we're going to flip the switch. You guys can go ahead right away with your plans." Let's move on. Let's go to Astoria. E. Frank is going to hold for a while. E. Frank, good morning. You're on the fan.
Yes. Good morning, Rick.
Yes.
I would just like to say I don't think the issue is political at any level. I'll tell you why. I remember my elective teacher, Mr. Michael Matthews of St. John's Preparatory School, years ago would tell me, "Do not touch the girls." And the athletic director there, Edward Flood, indicated that he did not like putting in the line of fire many of the high school teenage girls who are on the sports teams, like the varsity volleyball, varsity soccer, and the boys teams who are on the varsity basketball team, in the line of fire in regards to health conditions and health factors in other levels of competitions through other leagues, like the, as you stated, the public school athletic league. There is an issue right now, and I think that maybe you have not read about it. It includes the local high schools here of Holy Cross High School,
mm-hmm.
Bishop Lachlan Memorial High School, Monsignor McClancy Memorial High School, which is now co-educational, my high school, which is St. John's Preparatory School, that they're refusing to allow any of their students to participate in any of the sports venues because of the issue of health documentation. That, for example, many of the parents refuse to allow their children in these high schools to play in any sports at this time because they refuse to accept the issues involving the different levels of vaccines, which vaccine their child should take. The parents don't want to allow their children to receive vaccination. So they've contacted the respective athletic directors of these respective schools and indicated to them, including the Bishop of Brooklyn, who's advised as well of the fact that, you know, that they don't want to participate in whatever requirement is insisted upon by the Department of Health or the City of New York, including Mayor de Blasio, because simple enough, they don't want their children to be infected when they're playing sports in other venues. And so
Frank, let me jump in here and thank you for bringing this to my attention. Appreciate the call. Kevin, is this what E. Frank is talking about? Does this make any sense to you? Is this something that?
Well, it does. And again, the Diocese of Brooklyn is a little bit outside my purview, but it does make sense in the fact that, you know, parents are the ultimate decision makers in regards to the safety and welfare of their children.
Yeah.
For example, and I'll use Catholic schools as an example, you could choose to have your child go online completely, or you can choose your child to choose a schedule of hybrid learning, mm-hmm. dependent upon what you think is important in regards to safety, not only for your child, but also for the people that the child comes in contact with. Are there people at home who are vulnerable, more vulnerable to the to COVID? And so it's a safety issue. And, you know, people are making choices that a kid would normally participate in a sport, but because of the pandemic, parents are forced to make choices for the good of the child or the good of the family or both. So I could see that. I've heard no complaints about that, to be honest.
But that's
but
true.
That's true
for public schools as well. If exactly. You know, we know that if I've heard this, I've covered this on the show. If a youngster is in high school and is an athlete, but the family situation is such that the grandparents or live at home with the youngster, they're concerned that the kid may come home from school or from practice and being carrying the virus. So they opt out not to play. So I'm not sure how this differs from whether it's a public or a Catholic school. The parents make the ultimate call as to what's right for their family and for their child, correct?
Correct. So, and it just goes to the protocols and the safety guidelines that are being followed.
Yeah, I understand there might be something that E. Frank was talking about, but it didn't seem like, ultimately it's the parent. The parent is the one who makes the call as to whether or not they want their youngster to continue to compete in sports. Simple as that, or go to school. I mean, or just as you say, stay home and do it virtually. Let's continue with our calls. Let's go to Raul in Island Mills. Good morning, Raul. You're on the fan.
Hi, Ken. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
I guess I agreed with one of the callers, the Bob Watson, Bad News Bears, let the kids play. I mean, I guess you haven't answered a question for me. What are they going to do if you do play? Are you going to get fired, Ken?
No, it's not
my call. I didn't get a clear answer. What's going to happen if the kids play?
Without
let the kids play, yeah. What's the Department of Health going to do?
Don't know. That's a great question, and we're not sure. And we've discussed
those
possibilities.
Let's take this at one play. We're waiting. We're waiting for the Department of Health or the mayor's office to say something. They have not said anything. They have given no direction. So to your point, okay, so we just assume that we're good to go. We're going to move ahead, and we're going to have our kids play sports in the Catholic League. Then what happens? Now, again, the Department of Health might say nothing. They may just abstain, or they might just say, wait a minute, you didn't get permission. That could really sort of result in some real negative feedback for the Catholic High School Athletic Association. I don't think Kevin and his colleagues want to get involved in that. Correct, Kevin?
Correct. As I stated earlier, you know, there are guidelines and procedures we have to follow. And, you know, and you just don't want to put yourselves out there at the end of a branch and in a precarious position, saying, look, this is what we're going to do, despite the fact that we have not received anything from the DOH in one true sense. You're breaking the rules, you're breaking the law, so we have to be very careful about that.
Yeah, Raul, I think that's it's an interesting perspective, and thanks for your thoughts today. But Kevin, you don't want to be caught in a situation where you're going sort of rogue on this. Common sense would dictate, somebody somewhere make a decision. Give us a reason. If you are going to hold us up or you haven't made it a final choice on this yet, tell us why, so that either we can correct the issue with the Catholic League or tell us. Or if it's a mistake, that's to tell us. But to have no feedback, it puts you guys in a very, very awkward situation. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, I'm sure that you said the parents and the kids have been very understanding and they've been very good about all this, but I'm sure deep down inside they're just livid that they can't get an answer here. And it's again, it's not like you guys have been operating outside of the domain of what the safety protocols are and so on and so forth. You've done all this. You had your low-risk sports in the fall, no problems, so on and so forth. And yet now you're saying, okay, we want to get back and have our basketball and our wrestling and our football, but lacrosse, come on, give us a chance. The clock is ticking, and no, we're not going to be waiting around until July or August because we're not doing that. We're going to stop in June. Kevin, what is the next move? What happens tomorrow morning when you go back to the office and try to figure out what the next step is?
We wait a little bit. We have a couple of meetings with, we'll meet with our principals of the respective dioceses. We'll have another state CHSA meeting, and we'll work on what we need to do and what would be our next step. This has been the year of meetings, to say the least. but, you know, it's just the amount of planning that's going in. We've planned incredibly from, this time last year. Case in point, our track people were told to come up with a plan before they were told they could go. And it became the, program that's used by a lot of other states as well as our state, Our track chairs, Lou Vasquez and Pat Dormer, put it together. And there was always that possibility that they would not have gotten the green light to go. So it's just something that we're going to consider. And we'll come up with alternate plans in case we don't get notification. The irony is we know that we're going to get the okay because the PSAL got the okay. It's just a matter of when we can go. I mean, I could never imagine the PSAL gets the okay, but not the CHSAA.
Yeah, this sounds like it's totally unprecedented. The biggest difference here, I mean, it's conceivable. I mean, if they don't get back to you one way or another in the next few days, it's conceivable you guys might go through the rest of March and April and May and not have any sports this year.
None of the high-risk sports.
Well, I'm sorry. Baseball is a low-risk sport. They'll start in April. But the high-risk sports, basketball, football, whatever, lacrosse, I mean, that just wouldn't happen. That just seems to be, not only, as I said, unhealthy, but also just kind of, wrong. And there's nothing you guys can – you look at each other and say, have we done anything wrong to anger these people or upset them or haven't followed the rules or the protocols? Nothing, right?
The irony here is that we've done everything the city of New York has asked us to do in terms of not just sports, but also the schools itself, the academic side. We've done everything we needed to do to open up and everything we needed to do to keep the schools open. And, people have worked very hard doing that. And now all of a sudden we're put on hold when we really believe because of what we've done, the evidence, we should be given the green light for the high-risk sports.
It's just a real head-scratcher. And as I said, it's frustrating, vexing, just terrible that you guys are placed in this kind of predicament. We've all heard unbelievable stories this past year, Kevin, due to the pandemic, but this one is just really mind-boggling. Kevin, we're talking with Kevin Piggott, the president of the Boys Catholic High School Athletic Association of the Archdiocese in New York City. And Kevin, I hope you'll let me know what happens. Hopefully you get an answer in the next few days so you guys can move ahead. But again, I thank you for coming on this morning to make your case and to make people aware of this problem. It's as simple as that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.